Mobile, November 0, Tango Romeo.
They let you on the road. I hope your keeper's with you this afternoon. W2T.
Well, I was just thinking about you. How you doing, Rusty?
You must be taking a nap and having a nightmare.
I was getting you an eyelet looked at for your shooter. And I have a good friend that's going to fix it up for you sometime tomorrow, I think.
Oh, okay. In other words, you didn't find the other one that you said you thought you had, huh?
Just bought a couple of them down at Lowe's, and I kept one, and I'm going to sell you the other one maybe for $100 or so. I don't know. Plus the cost to weld it up, of course.
Yeah. I'm going to have to talk to Bernice about you.
Got a Dodge car here. I just talked to Chad about it. He's going to tack that eye on there for me. And sit down and just sit down out in the, under the pine trees and had a nice visit, and I'm headed home.
Better get call him if I have his number and let him know I'm on the way to your house so we can meet up sometime, because he and I have never had an eyeball, face-to-face eyeball.
Well, I don't know. He's not near as good-looking as I am.
Sitting in that car with you, there might be lightning coming around this afternoon.
I'll tell you what, he's an extremely busy man, and I just always just enjoy sitting there and visiting with him, and very few times that he has the time, but I think this will work out just fine, Rusty. It's about a 1-inch ring, and that's about what you need, and it's it'll be tacked to a little piece about, I'm going to guess 3 inches long or so, and you'll just have to take some fishing line and wrap it around it, and then put some varnish on it, or else just take electrical tape and do a good job, and I think that'd be enough, because there's not going to be any pressure on it. This is your OTR Mobile.
Nah, that'll be strictly just there to guide it, and that's how I've got my reel attached. I've got some more of those little small rings. Rings that I can tighten up, put on to hold it in place, and then cover it with some electrical tape or something so it is a little smoother.
Any friction there, that's for sure. Oh, it's beautiful out here. I'm out on Mount Lebanon Church Road and headed for 14. And Bernice, I imagine, is making dinner. And we just sit down and had a cinnamon roll there a little bit ago and a cup of coffee. I'd been out in the yard. She'd been out, I think, weeding out in the front garden. And then I went out and gathered eggs. And it's just been a good old retirement day.
Yeah, I've been in and out several times out in the yard and all, just doing things around. And went up and and I've been doing some laundry inside today, catching up on things there. As soon as I get through what I'm doing right now, then I'm going to go out and see if I can put a little more pressure in that launcher and get some more string set up so I can tie it to the weight again. And then I'm going to try shooting that thing over that limb again this afternoon, see if I can pull a cord over it. And see what I can do that, because if I'm just pulling the cord back, you know, if I untie the weight on the end, just pull the cord back, it should come back smoothly, because the weight's what got hung up because it wrapped around a limb last time.
Well, I've done that. I've lost a few weights, but I just thought I won't be able to pick that up tomorrow. It'll be the next thing. I got an obligation tomorrow I got to take care of. And so I'll have to give him a call and tell him. So, let me see. Tomorrow's Wednesday. It'll be Thursday. Then I'll give you a call and tell you whenever you can come by and pick it up. I know probably not in a big hurry, but you might be. It's nice weather. It's a good time. It's a good time to put one up, I'll tell you. It's beautiful.
Well, I'm just wanting to rehang the corners of this thing, and if I could, if I can get that done, you know, I could get the corners rehung to different places, get them higher in the air, and maybe I can make do with what I've got right now without having to get a crew over here to run that new wire through the eggs. But that's something I'll just have to wait and see. I'm going to try it. First of all, I want to try to get this thing up higher in the air, the corners anyway, because right now it's not.
Well, you get that fixed, and you're kind of between a rock and a hard spot, because those things are hard to find, those eyelets. And once you get it fixed, and you, if you feel like it, you can help other people out with it. I just am not able to get out and do things like that, but it's really enjoyable to see that thing go flying up there. I found a picture the other day of Dave Watson and me putting up my first super loop. I think that was in, it's been about 9 years ago or something like that.
KI4DOS, Gary helped me come put mine up, and when I put my loop, super loop up to start with, and then I had a crew over here come back when I just put this regular loop up. So, you know, I've had different crews over here a couple of times helping me get things up in the air.
Well, he said W5MFC, when he moved, he had some of that copper clad steel and tried to pull it down. He hooked it to his Jeep and pulled the front wheels or back wheels off the ground or something like that. And it was in, I think Mike had a 500-foot loop. It was really a long one. But I guess under the right circumstances, that wire's really, really tough. It's kind of like an egg. You know, if you put the right pressure on an egg, it'll hold it.
Oh, yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I've got the corners of this loop are run through ceramic eggs and then tied off, so they're not, it's not really exposed, the wire is not exposed to the tree limbs per se. It's just, it's floating up there for the, where the, you know, the antenna is running through the egg, and then, of course, the wire, the cord goes up to the tree limbs. Of the trees and the loop where I've got a loop through the trees, so you know that's where that is and everything. That's so I don't have that. W2T.
This is 0TR. Well, I'm about two or three blocks from home. I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day, but definitely going to go over and talk to my neighbor. I was thinking about putting some metal roofing on my chicken house. But you know what, Rusty? I got to thinking there's a walnut tree right there by, not walnut, but the oak tree. And when those nuts, those hickory nuts and the other acorns come out of that tree at night, they hit the roof on the tin barn, and it'll wake the dead up. And I'm thinking that'd be a mistake. I got that corrugated roofing that's made out of a tar-like material, you know. And that kind of dampens the sound that's on the chicken hooch now. I just need to replace the front part. So I don't think I'm going to use it. And I got access to some of that roofing free, you know, a little bit, if that lady had left over, a neighbor. But I think I'll forget about that because those nuts start hitting the top of that, and it's bad. It's like more or less a snare drum than a timpani, shall we say.
Can be definitely be noisy, that's for sure. You know. Of course I'd like to have a metal roof up on top of my house too. Because I'd like it for when it rains and things like that. It's you know, it's nice when it rains and you've got a metal roof and that rain falls on that roof, you know.
Well, you know, I've been told the neighbor's got one up here, Ray, and it's got dampening on the back side, and it doesn't propagate that noise into the house or anything like that. So, but this is a chicken coop, you know, it's not the Taj Mahal, and I'm looking at it right now, matter of fact. But kind of pretty with the American flag over there behind it, and the breeze is still blowing. That red roof is now yellow, of course, from the pollen. Rusty, I'll let you go. Nice talking to you, and I'll holler at you when I get that done. W2T and 0TR 73.
Okay. Well, say hello to Bernice for me. You have a good rest of the afternoon. Like I said, I'm going to finish up what I'm doing here, and I'm going to go out here and see if I can tie me a new loop in the end of that thread and get it up on and the end of that cord. Or, but you know, the line that's on the reel, and see if I can get it ready so I can try another loop up, another weight up there. I'll put a little more pressure on it because I didn't have as much pressure as I thought I have, and it went up, but it didn't go up where I wanted to. It didn't go quite high enough. So I'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Yes. I just pulled in the drive. Good afternoon. Beautiful day. Hope you had a nice and safe day. But I got to go inside because nature calls on top of everything else. This is N0TR. Be clear with your final day.
Hi, very good. Just wanted to jump in and say hey. Have a good afternoon, sir. And, yeah, take care of that business. KB2HXS.